At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This is Kelly.
This is Leslie, and we're the Dollar Saving Divas. Today, we're talking about obscure and thrift shopping in Hilliard, Ohio. First, thanks to our sponsor for helping us to keep this podcast free for you.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive. What type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
Well, Kelly and I love a good thrift store.
Or stores.
And we had a fun little tour around Hilliard, thanks to Christy Clark of Destination Hilliard. And she pointed out some really lesser known spots that we were really impressed with.
Well, one of them I'd never even heard of, Good Life Ministries, which is on Main Street.
The Good Life Thrift Store, yeah, right on Main Street in Hilliard. Now, they've been there for a while. And they had a great selection of gently used items, all kinds of things.
I thought it was
super prices.
Oh, my gosh. And the fact that they had new items as well. They said they got a large donation before the holidays from Toys R Us. But I think it's also very cool as they pick up. So if you have furniture or things, they'll bring their truck to you and they'll pick it all up. But they know one thing, or a couple things they said they don't take. They don't take electronics or printers, but they do take mattresses. And I think you said that a lot of places don't,
and they do take the mattresses. One thing I thought was nice, you know, if you're doing thrift shopping a lot of times, or you're doing consignment shopping, knowing that the profits from that store are going to support a ministry oftentimes makes you feel even better about getting that great deal. And this one does. They support a school in India. It's Good Life Ministries. If you want to check it out, it's glmindia.org. And it's a group of churches support the thrift store out of Plain City. And then all of their profits go into supporting the school in India. So you can feel good about the good deal that you're getting.
Well, and the young man that was there that ran at the manager. He was so sweet. Just so you know, their hours are Monday through Saturday. They're closed on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. But Leslie, we have to talk about, okay, I'll finally allow you to have the deal of the day, because you did get the deal of the day.
I did.
But I also did get, I mean, we called them candles and coats, because Leslie got the coat deal, I got the candle deal.
Leather jacket, $6.99. Barely used.
Yeah, that.
I mean, it was in perfect shape.
It was awesome.
All the zippers worked, everything that we've, you know, talked about checking when you're buying from a thrift store, everything was great. $6.99.
And it was in a Cole Miller, which is
a
designer.
We had a couple leather jackets in
there
that were under $10 that were in great shape.
And you can have their exchange policy is 7 days, so you can take things back. But I love the fact, how many candles did I buy? Like 4 or 6 of them?
I don't know.
These pillar candles.
Like a basket full of them.
Well, they were $1.49, and they were designer candles. So I was like loading up candles.
Designer candles.
They were. They were designer candles. I don't care if you like it or not.
I don't know what that is, but we got them.
They were designer candles. Okay, then, though, the next place we went. And the good thing is, Christy Clark, God love her, she had her big SUV.
Because every place we went, we bought something.
Wait till you hear what I bought at this next place. I was a hit at home when I got there. We went to New Uses. And I guess it's affiliated with Gadget Ease, too?
Gadget Ease, yeah. They also own Gadget Ease. And they do mostly home furnishings. So this is not a nonprofit. They buy the things that people bring in. So they'll buy back your used home furnishings and then resell them.
Well, Pete, he was so nice. He was the district manager. And I remember Pete when he used to be at Umber House, and he was also with Amish Country Furnishings. So it was like old home week for me going in there. But they pay cash. it's, I mean, you can go on their website and actually get quotes, right?
That's the thing I like, because, you know, sometimes you're trying to sell something back and you don't want to carry a big old lug, a big old dresser into a store just to have them reject it, because they don't accept everything. It's got to be something that they know they're going to resell. But they have, you can go on their website and upload a picture and they'll tell you right then, you know, if they'll accept it and what they, an estimate of what they'll give for it. Well, so I think that's good.
They said they've been at that location for 3 years, but they were on Main Street in Old Hilliard for 10 years. So they've been around a long time. There's three locations, Dublin, Hilliard, and Reynoldsburg, which is nice to know that there's different places around town. They really basically are what, furniture, lamps, and home decor.
Home decor, kitchen things, but they also have a lot of pet supplies, which is great.
I think if you
have pets.
I think we like the, well, I called it the cat dog couch. That
they
was
had a little,
little thing.
The beds and the couches and cat condos and crates.
Cutest thing
so
I had
lots
ever
of pet
seen.
Supplies.
Well, as we were walking around the store, I picked up this really nice picture. I'm not going to tell you what I paid for it because I'm going to give it to one of my friends and I don't want her to know what I'm giving her, how much I didn't pay for her birthday present. But the one thing I found was I'm looking and they had this luggage and it's way up on a top rack and I couldn't reach it. So the guy, Pete, brought it down for me. It's exactly the piece of luggage that my husband has. And his handle broke. And I'm looking at this, and it looks brand new. And I mean brand new. I even opened it up. And you know those little packets that they put in, like, handbags?
Silica or whatever,
yes,
yeah.
It was even in there. And the lock and stuff. So I was
don't
like,
eat that. It says no, clearly
yeah,
on there.
Do not eat. I did not eat that. I didn't put it in my, you know, coffee or anything like that. But I looked at it, and I know for a fact my husband paid, like, almost $300 for his. It was $30. I came home.
That was
you're,
good.
You're
yeah.
going to love this. I go home. I put a little, I go online and I look up the Southwest Airlines reservations for Fort Myers so we can go to Naples, Florida. I put all the information down there. I put it by the suitcase. I said, surprise, guess what I paid for this? $30. Make the reservations to Florida. And we did. So for $30, yeah. I get to go to Florida.
Wow, that's
a pretty good.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, go to new uses. But their hours, just so you know, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and noon to 5 on Sundays. So that was a cool place.
Yeah, it really was. From there, we went on to Play It Again Sports.
And we're not good at this stuff.
The sports is not our thing.
No, put it this way.
We like to watch it. But sports equipment's not our thing.
We're sitting here talking about this before we did the podcast today, and I said, you know that running track thing? And
she goes, like, treadmill?
Treadmill. And I'm like, yeah, you can really tell how, you know, athletic I am. See, I called it the running track. So, but they had baseball, softball, soccer, hockey, I mean, you name it. It was a huge store.
That is a great place to go if you've got kids playing sports because you can get, you know, new and used, but their used things are very reasonably priced and they're gently used. So if you've got kids that are trying out this sport or that sport and they're not sure what they want to be in, that's the place to go. And they're right there on Cemetery Road.
Well, Dave, the franchise owner, said they've been there for 25 years. So they're a real staple in the community. I like the fact, too, that I go to St. Brendan Church and they give a lot of, they donate a lot of
equipment.
Yeah,
they're real involved, yeah.
Which I think is really, really nice. But he said there's three things they think about. They take consignments, they do trades, or they do straight buyouts of things. Also, they will come and pick up your running track.
Your running track. If you've got one of those
if
in your house.
If you've got one of those. Yeah, because there's no way you could. I mean, those things are huge.
Yeah.
So it won't even fit in your SUV. You'd have to run a U-Haul to get it.
Yeah.
So that was nice that they
did. But if you've
that.
Got a, like, closet full of used sports equipment that your kids aren't using anymore, that's the place to take it.
Well, and they said they have a lot of new items, and we were kind of curious as to that. And they said because they have so many stores around the country that national buying power is pretty strong. So they compete with all of the other athletic stores as well, which is really cool. But how about that, sitting next to the counter when we went up there and we were talking, I saw all those sunflower seeds in the little bags.
Yeah, everything in the store, and that's what you
hone in on.
There's food in here somewhere.
And I'm like, well, but then I had to ask him. I said, well, these aren't shelled. You know, and I say, who eats sunflower seeds? And then I ask, like, how do you?
Everybody looks at you like baseball players?
Baseball players. I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I like mine shelled, roasted, and salted. So, you know, I wasn't about to get those and spit and do whatever. I guess that's better than that chew tobacco stuff is sunflower seeds. Okay,
well, yeah,
okay.
If you're 12,
okay.
Pretty
enough,
much is.
Enough's enough on that one. Well, their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday noon to 5 p.m.
Yeah, and they had a great selection of bikes, too. Spring's coming, so if you need bicycles.
I still like my running track.
Yeah.
Well, the next place we went, which was really cool, and I had no idea that this, Pack Rat Comics. Oh, my gosh, Teresa and Jamie, the owners, husband and wife, I know nothing about comics. This was like an alien language.
Fun store.
Well, that's because you and Doctor Who love each other.
They had a whole section of Doctor Who stuff. Oh, I saw the sonic screwdriver, and I was like, all right, I'm going to be over in this section. You guys do. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I was sitting there trying to learn a little bit more about Captain Marvel, and she's on this Doctor Who thing with little characters and all this stuff. I have never seen – I just thought comics were about superheroes. Holy moly, I have never seen
everything, yeah.
It's a big toy store.
Yeah. Well, they had a lot of board games, great
yes.
selection of games, and they have won an international award. Do you remember what that was called? It was
yes.
really impressive.
It was called the Spirit of Comics International Retailer, and they got it at Comic-Con in San Diego in 2015, and they had the little crystal.
It's very prestigious.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're competing internationally.
Well, and they had to do, like, a video. They had to do, like, I think they had to write, like, they were getting their dissertation.
Yeah.
PhD. She was rattling off all this stuff. I had literally not a clue what she was talking about. But the good thing is that they are not there for, like, the collectibles. So it's not, like, really. The most expensive thing they have was $200. They said because one reason is the insurance, if they would have things worth thousands
yeah,
and thousands
yeah.
of dollars. So they really want to make it, you know, reasonable for everybody.
There's something for everything, everybody in there.
Well,
there's all kinds of
And I remember I asked
things.
Her, I asked Teresa, I said, well, what's the most prized possession in the store? And she said, my husband. That was very cute.
Aww.
That was very cute. But she did tell me that he does collect. And he has a Spider-Man collection. He has a walk-in closet in their home with over 200 boxes, not 200 comic books, 200 boxes
yeah.
that have hundreds in each box in their closet. I'm like, well, that, and he doesn't have them cataloged. He actually knows what's in every box. That's scary.
Yeah, and their basement, they have all of the things up on the main floor, but then you go into the basement and they have kind of like discounted, like banker boxes.
Yeah, like
banker
for,
boxes full of
like a dollar
yeah,
a piece
discounted
or something
comic
like that.
Books. Like I could just see a kid going wild down there.
But they do a lot for the community as well. They have an actually a place next door card game at your own rest where they do after school games. They do all kinds of things. They let the community utilize the space. They're going to have a thing with the first Saturday in May. It's like free comic book day, and the theme is like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I know you'll be there.
I know. Well, when they said there was a macaroni and cheese eating contest,
I think that's all we needed
Sign
to know,
that
was macaroni and cheese. And you're good to
I
go.
I can win that.
Easily you could win that. Well, the last place we went, which was very cool, Old Hilliard Coin and Fine Art.
Yeah. That was right in Old Hilliard on Norwich Street.
Owned by John and Karen, husband and wife team. And besides being avid collectors, they're also CPAs. So you can, like, go next door, have your taxes done, and then spend your refund over at the store, right?
Right, yeah. So they're coin collectors, and they were at one point a few years back looking for a dealer, couldn't find a dealer, so they just decided to become a dealer. So they have coins in there. They buy and sell. They also buy gold, silver, and diamonds. And they have they show artwork in there. It's really kind of an eclectic mix of things.
And what's the artist? Yours?
Euros.
Euros.
They are
okay.
The Midwest representative for the artist called Euros. And his work is in museums around the world. He was actually, Pope Benedict commissioned him to paint a portrait of a newly canonized saint a few years ago. So he's very well known, and they have some of his artwork displayed, and they sell some of his prints. It's really beautiful.
Okay, let's talk about the creepy thing, the Native American cabinet cards.
Yeah, I thought that really shined a light on a really awful point in time
oh
in our history.
Gosh. So these were actually...
This is our bummer part.
Yeah,
this is the bummer segment of our show.
But it was interesting. They look like postcards.
They're the precursor of baseball cards.
Exactly. And they had, like, so it's a black and white photograph of a Native American Indian dressed in garb, but it wasn't their own Native American garb. They actually dressed them up, took their picture. Okay, then this is really gross.
Then they executed them. Yeah.
They killed them.
So horrible.
And they're like selling these. I mean, these are very rare things, I guess. And it was very sad. I mean, it was interesting, but sad. I mean, just really sad.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
I know.
I felt bad to be an American.
It just makes you... Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, Lee Greenwood and I would not be singing that American song. Well, the one thing that they did have, though, too, is they did have those...
On a lighter note.
Yeah. Those very cool handbags that were made from, they were called Peg and All.
Peg and All, yeah. And they are made from vintage, like, uniforms,
yes,
military uniforms,
from
like
World War I
and World War II.
And,
so
and like leather gunslings made some of the handles and things. Those were very cool. And those, they went anywhere from, what, $42 to $320. Very unique gift item, I think. And you know it would wear well because
it lasts forever.
It's been around since World War I. So, well, fun things to do in Hilliard. So take an afternoon, well, maybe like this afternoon. It's a beautiful day here in Columbus, Ohio. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
And go through Old Hilliard and do a little shopping.
Thanks for listening to the Dollar Saving Divas. If you have ideas for an upcoming episode, we'd love to hear from you. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/DollarSavingDivasCBUS and share your comments. Our podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartMedia, or your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high-flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Trees and seas apply! Trees and seas apply!
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
With Rapid Insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no!
Or even...
Oh.
Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our Rapid Insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.